Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, welcome around the car! So you're getting the hoose, mate?
I'm looking about. I'm looking about.
You're getting man marked, mate, weren't you?
I'm desperate. Oh, man marked, aye. Well, I had a good weekend. Obviously, it was my birthday celebration.
Oh, good for you, mate.
But you guys will know, she's football players. You wake up, you just know when it's over. You know when your career's over, you hang the boots up. You know when your party life's over.
Is that it, mate? Is that
mate,
it?
Mate, I was...
No, you've got plenty of life left,
didn't
you?
How were you after the visit?
I was rattling that caravan on Saturday night and Sunday.
How were you after the visit?
The next door neighbours didn't even know I was having a party. You were?
After your visit to the doctors, you just told us you were at the doctors there.
I was just a wee check. You always go for a check, a wee blood check.
Was it all right?
A wee blood check.
Was it okay?
Oh, there's definitely blood in it. Is the caravan shaking?
There's some loud music. Didn't even make the name of it.
Because you don't want that hang out of action. You know, the doctor's got that. No, that's that.
62, mate. I like a wee birthday, but a lot of them would tell you. You know what I mean?
Hard work, mate. What about you, Dale? What have you been up to, mate?
The weekend. I've saw Lewis, it was great Sunday, saw Lewis, all the boys together, love that by the way.
What did you do, family dinner?
Everybody just, together down at the house, just ripping the I'm not in this territory. No, I like when the boys get together.
You do too.
I like when the boys get together, it's good laugh. It was a wee hang Saturday night, Charlie Miller's Academy, they've done a wee fundraiser for it, so it was good.
Best academy in Glasgow for me.
By the way,
Charlie's is.
Right, can I just I tell you a bit, and it's no what you think when you say Charlie Miller, it's going to be all Rangers boys. No, it's nothing like that. Because I go to just say, I met all the coaches and all that, and Maca turned up. Maca,
how was he? What was his advice to the kids?
The kids say, by the way, he's in your guys.
Yeah,
he's
a player by the way.
Some boy. Oh.
Have you ever had a night out with Maca? You ever had a threesome?
I've done a video with Maca.
Daz does Maca.
He was in the middle.
Was in the middle. By the way, honestly. See if you watch it. It's one of the ones that you look and you'll go, there's two old guys all day earning for a fucking few quid, right? I'm the DJ in it, right? So it's a record that's made. Mac is John Travolta with the white suit.
That's
on.
The Renanes.
Up now.
I've seen it.
Have you seen it?
I've never seen it.
I'm the DJ.
Are you the DJ in it?
Oh, I'm on the desk.
I've never seen you in it.
Come on, mate. I'm fucking big time in that one.
I've seen that as well. I didn't notice it was you.
You're kidding on with the...
I didn't know, honestly. I'll need to watch it.
I'll watch it back.
Yeah, we'll play it back.
The only two we want, that's the two you want to be when you're older, innit? But they that's who you look.
You're just in for a buck, mate, that's all.
We're in for a buck. Have you been, mate? All right. Bernard Langer left his top. It's a belter, that, mate. So I want to get back with Charlie's Academy.
Yes.
What a setup, mate, innit?
It's great. Great turnout, and that's what I didn't know about his academy. Just get a wee gist of the coaches and all that.
Was he in Dubai there, Charlie?
He probably was. He goes to Dubai if he's allowed with the missus. Aye.
So, he wasn't in your era, was he?
Charlie's
younger.
No, Charlie's about 48. Was 48 during the week, wasn't
he?
I've said this before. Charlie's the best player at that age, 15, 16, ever.
Mark Haley's lying about him as the best. I know I've said it on here loads of times, but Charlie's the best 16-year-old ever seen, but the worst 17-year-old ever seen.
Most talented, we sort of shadowed. I think he should have been an absolute superstar. I think he'd everything. Not just the ability, the looks, the whole shebang. But
the looks?
Did you want to
He was a handsome boy.
God,
Charlie was the bad.
Charlie's like a fucking film star.
I don't know.
He's got that rugged look about him.
I'd take him, the boy slaughtered me for that. I don't look at that sort of
you can't help
he's a good looking guy.
Who do you think are good looking guys in the world right now? Who do you look at and go,
I'll tell you, right?
Brad Pitt.
I'll tell you who.
What age is he?
Brad Pitt's gorgeous.
What age is he?
Roger Hanna.
Who?
Roger Hanna. Some size. Big mallet head.
Right, I'll tell you the best looking guy going about the now.
Who?
Have you watched The Gentleman yet?
By the way, I'm right into that. That's a different class.
Good at that.
He dies then. Where's he going?
I don't even.
Who are you liking just now, men, looking wise?
I like the wee boys on this morning.
See the one.
He drives me nuts.
No, you like Hammond as well, don't you?
I like you too good, Shepherd and Hammond, but I love Shepherd. See when he plays the game, the charity game.
He's a wee chopper, isn't he? He smashes people.
I like the legs.
See that gentleman, Hank, the guy who dies. Right, he's just told us right for everybody out there. Right, do you know Hank? I was looking at him and I'm going, he looks dead like somebody that's ever. I know him. Saw him in something else. Do you think he's like the boy O'Reilly?
Matt O'Reilly's got a bit about him. No, bad shout, the worst shout you've had.
Nah, Matt O'Reilly's got bigger ears.
You did pay attention to guys then. That's what he says, you didn't pay attention.
You put the two photos together.
No, I tell
O'Reilly's
you.
O'Reilly's got the big lockers to compare.
I've never noticed that he's got big, I've got
to admit that boy's a good looking boy.
Right.
Quickly on this morning, because he's new at the job, him and Cat Dealer, how's he doing it?
I like you to him a hell of a lot.
Better than the other one that you used to live on this morning?
I don't think he can be replaced, to be honest. I don't think so. I don't think that the views will never be
but
the same.
But Shepherd is doing well.
Aye, Shepherd. Can I just ask you,
yes, of course you can.
Were you in Edinburgh last night?
Edinburgh,
time?
I see. How was it? Amazing. Do you like musicals?
But Edinburgh was amazing.
Jersey Boys.
Amazing.
No, the musical was Jersey Boys.
Amazing.
Beautiful, the Carol King one, I've seen that. But Hamilton last night, the best I've seen.
Hamilton's a great place. That is Hamilton. I love Hamilton.
Fuck
as well.
Hamilton.
Hamilton's different gravy, man.
How much is that a ticket? I think we were £75 each a ticket. Why don't we ask them the three topics this week if they're for or against them?
Aye, there you go.
Since I've got the two of you here. So the first one we've done hanging on the podcast now. Right. We'll bring up three topics and you need to tell us if you're for or against it. So the first one on Monday was kissing your dad goodnight when you were a wee guy. For or against it?
Against for me.
Because it never happened.
Aye, never happened.
Never happened.
Carol never said the boys go and get your dad kissed before.
Oh, Carol's, she's always encouraged me to be like that. You know, with the boys.
You never slap one big Archie? Before you went to bed?
No, Archie just gives you the aye.
It was different, of course.
I know we're from a different era, so it was never good.
Not even a wee kiss on the cheek to your dad before.
No.
By the way, my dad used to walk by me in the street and know him talking to me. Right. And see, when I was with my mates, I would go like that. That's my dad. I fucking never even spoke to you. Honest to God. I've claustrophobia because of my dad. Because you locked me in the wardrobe, right, and it was a mistake when I was young.
It cannot be a mistake.
You should have seen my mom's clothes that night. Especially when I walked in with them. Fucking high heels, don't fit you, get them off. No, that's why I've got claustrophobic.
Why did he lock you in the wardrobe? How's it?
It keeps going back, and we do refer back to our days. It was the doors were open, the kids, the minute you were out there with a ball or your bike and all this gear on. And I was playing hide and seek, right? So I thought, fucking hell, I've got a great place to hide in the wardrobe. So it was one of the old wardrobes, remember, with the wee key. I'm in the corner, right?
He didn't.
I was too good at hide and seek. And next minute, I'm in there, right? And I'm going, hold on a minute. Then my family's came to try and find me. Mate, I was in for hours.
Oh, yeah?
And I can't get a lift her in.
Really?
Cannot go in a lift her in.
But you're getting a cryo chamber.
Does it feel different?
No, because you're basically in control. You can just smash that door open.
All right.
Don't get me wrong, again with hammer.
What about you? So Carol says, go and give your dad a wee kiss goodnight. They come and give you a pick in the cheek when they were younger?
Yes.
So you're for it?
Aye, so they would offer, with the boys, because I'm different now. Aye. because I was totally different with my boys than my dad was with me with the football. Because I've said this to you before, played well, silence. When I didn't play well, it was just a wee pointer. Never shouted it, but a wee pointer, which I didn't mind.
My dad would never say to me still to this day, I love you. Or even when I was younger.
Doesn't happen. It's never happened to me. I've never had that.
Is it?
Nah.
So next topic is chocolate in the fridge.
Freezer. Fuck the fridge.
In the cryo chamber.
He's passionate about this.
You can tell right away.
Even my caramel logs, my biscuits, and everything, freezer.
Caramel logs, aren't what you call your shakes?
even for a day, every bit. If I take chocolate, right, the first place I put it for a day is the freezer, and then I'll transfer it to the fridge as I'm eating it.
What do you mean,
because I like it. I like chocolate brick hard. Mm.
I kind of get that, but it takes away for the taste a wee bit.
100%.
You need to watch your teeth, but if you take a bit of that chocolate and a hot cup of tea hits it, mate, that's a sensation. That's like the...
You like sensations,
have you ever been a one?
That's a sensation, that, man.
That's in the fridge as well. that kills you then.
Have you ever been on for the old chocolate sauce?
No.
On the body or that now?
No, come on, boys. I'm my birthday now. Come on. I'm too old for that.
If you were going to use a sauce on your body, what would it be?
Tomato.
I don't, you're going to spoil it when I'm putting tomato sauce in it. I'll just think of a dazzer.
Go on, just like that's no Heinz.
And what was it? The last one is condoms. For or against at any time in your life?
Never. Even
you've never worn a johnny?
Never.
Have you ever had a johnny fixtures, genuinely?
Never, man.
Well, get main one up in the living room.
Is it not going to break up? I don't know for you guys, have you used them, but is it not kind of, you have to stop? You're just about to
get in it.
Is there one?
You're thinking about it. I can see you. He's the man to ask.
I'm hoping you keep talking because I don't know why I'm going to answer this.
Have you ever worn one? Was there a stage in your life where you thought about stuff like that?
It's a
bin bag, he wears.
If you were abroad in the fat days and obviously you were single at the time, you were unattached.
What was your Johnny of choice? Was it XSF or ribbed or?
Well, I didn't really have a favourite, to be honest with you.
Maybe you
stick it anyway. I went through a stage of having to do it.
It's always too big for me.
No,
I genuinely
realised that.
I was hanging off mine. No, big. Far too big. I've said that. I was in Marley with a bird and I stuck it on. It was fucking huge.
A wee bit of tinfoil and just wrap that around and you go.
Yeah, that'll work. I used to unravel a Johnny on a night out. So it wouldn't be used, I'd take out the wrapper, unravel it, and then when one of the boys was speaking to a bird, you'd go up behind them and stick a Johnny in there. I do like that. Yeah. I had somebody receive Player of the Year award at Swindon with a Johnny or his shudder.
Didn't they know,
mate? Picking his award up with a Johnny hanging
out. As long as it wasn't full.
That's brilliant.
Paul, massive news coming tomorrow.
Oh, bro.
On Nottingham Goal social media channels.
It's coming out, so make sure you're aware of it because of the guy who's going to be coming to the Hydro has never been on the show. That's a clue.
And he's one of the funniest guys I've met.
Right up there.
Ex-football?
Yes.
Yeah.
Premier League.
Don't get too
top
much
level.
Of it. Don't
funniest, that rules quite a few people.
Scottish top Premier level. League? Did you say?
He's played Scottish Premier League. Played at every level you can think of it.
Every level? And recently
good looking guy as well for anyone that wants to go for that.
Big ears or ears?
Big. Big head.
But I think he is probably one of the biggest characters you could get.
And he's never been on Open Goal before, there's another clue.
What nationality?
What is he? Oh, you're,
he may as well just tell us. He's grinding.
He's not grinding.
There's still a few tickets left. A lot, so be quick.
Get your ticket in the link
below on it.
Get your ticket in the link below.
Get a wee link onto that.
I'm coming.
Right, Faddy's not here.
I bet you are.
You've done.
I'm coming.
We're on stage. Imagine.
That would be, yeah, get your
that'd
tickets.
Be worth your that'd be a sellout. Nah.
You may need a horn.
On your recliner.
Sitting
on your recliner.
Didn't you go for an interval drink?
What were you watching on your recliner last week?
I could see that scene.
Oh, that film.
Can you see that? I could see Asda, big Asda sign behind him and all that on his.
These days are gone for me. I told you, you hang your boots up.
So is the wife moving up?
We can do two cuts here. Oh, aye, 100%. Achieve four.
Does she watch the show?
I don't know, mate, that's the problem. Sure. They're all flying.
He just showed me a belt, mate. How good are we talking? Good, mate, but she's about 6'3", man. She's good, isn't she?
She's tall, yeah.
Is that in the kind of same as the Rod Stewart was his missus?
Penny Lancaster.
I'm not in that league.
No, in terms of height, the difference. No,
best ever date you've been on, there you go.
That's a great question.
That should be actually one of the
best ever date.
What's your favourite? No, I know, but like where you went, where last night I had a really good date, we went to Hamilton. Enjoyed it. So what's the night you've enjoyed the most with your partner?
Would you
have went on dates in the past or straight up to the traffic?
Where was he being car party by looking for a night?
Guys, what was your slogan again?
What slogan?
Come up.
Was on the side of his motor.
You're going to get me in trouble, by the way.
Upride and rest or something?
No, I wish me. Best day, that's a good way. We've been about for a while, haven't we?
I'm going to have a think after the show. You must have a good dating story.
I had a few, mate. I like a date.
Restaurant, cinema.
I like cinema all the time.
Why? You can't talk to each other.
That's exactly what I like. That's what I love.
Pick and mix. Fucking 13 quid.
God, it's a fortune,
that. Pick and mix a fortune, isn't it? Cinema prices is incredible, mate.
It's
robbing bastards.
There's actually people I know that's got cash that's sneaking their own food in there now.
Oh, 100%. Pound shop.
Should be
allowed. Pound shop before it, mate.
Aye. Should be allowed to take your own sweeties in.
Boys, I'm about to purchase a dog.
Have you got a dog?
I had a wee dog, he's called Bobby Dazzler.
Great name.
Shrinra. I bought him in Shrinra. I think Fergie was seven doing it at the time when I was doing it.
No, eight.
I know, you were seven doing it. I was leaving at half time. And he died about a year and a half. A Westie.
What's a Westie? Do you like Scottish things?
Aye.
I've had every dog gone.
Have you, mate?
Oh, guy.
You still got a dog?
No, we're into cats now. The missus, she likes the cats. When my man and dad growing up, I had every dog gone.
Did you, mate?
Aye.
What, do you ever hear the big Alsatian?
Sheba.
Oh, fuck. Sheba?
Well, we needed Sheba because we grew up at Gathamlock, Easterhouse, so...
Attention.
You're getting back to my dad, you know. That's why we used to get called out sometimes, like... 12, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Your dad did?
I get into the motor, down to Ballard, down my ma's. Sometimes I get the hang me, the blanket out of the head, don't move, stay down, out with Sheba, and then all you heard was chaos, bang, back in the motor, up the road.
It was nuts, man.
So your dad and Sheba'd go gang for you?
I had Sheba. But we had...
Fucking hell.
See, my best dog that I ever had, because it's the one that done what it was told, was I had a wee corgi when I was staying.
Is that the Queen's dogs? She's got corgis, isn't she?
Great wee dog.
Do you think any of the names will be related to
Bosley?
Come on, a Ranger.
A lot of people do that,
any Rangers?
No, I'd never, because the famous one, a lot of people call their dogs.
Bosley
was a good wee dog, I know.
Bosley
was a kind of wee terrier as well.
Did you always get the boss chopped off him?
Why do people do that?
Actually, done a hump, haven't you?
Oh, Carol done that way.
Keep with you.
I wish somebody had done it with me. I'd have a few quid in it.
Your missus will be doing it. You keep going last. That's because
I wouldn't need to look for a house. I'd have fucking dreamed. I'd have sacrificed my boss for that.
What did he say?
I had a
sacrifice my boss for it.
What kind of dog?
This is good. I thought we were talking about football. What kind of dog is
it? We're supposed to be talking about football.
A cockapoo or a cavapoo?
what do they look like? Get a picture up, please. And what's the name you're calling?
They're quite
Coba.
Coba.
They're expensive, aren't they?
Well, Hingmy's got.
Very.
Lucy's got the chow chow.
What, over Nitley?
No, they never took the dog here.
So who watches it?
Muggy.
Oh, Muggy does.
Good,
yeah.
Good, Muggy in
that. Oh, that pure dog's ears must be something.
Aye. Do you know what? I'm Walter Smith. He tells that dog every night, by the way. Pure dog.
Pure dog sits flat, doesn't he?
I'll show you the dog.
What you got in the corner? Did he get it?
Ah,
like the white beard?
No, I don't like that.
That's nice. Do you know? You don't like that?
You like that?
Is that a I think it's a pup then, yeah.
Aye. Is it hard to train him up?
You need to train him.
Oh, mate, that'll rip your fucking life.
Do you know the worst thing about him? Chew. He'll be the type that doesn't pick it shite up as well.
Oh, that's a pet
hate. That'll be him, mate. Pet hate. I can see it. There's no. He doesn't have any reason to ask. He's picking.
I like my duck and diarrhea. You don't fucking pick that up, do you? You know what I mean? You just let that spread.
See what you said, mate. See, dog shite on my street. I could fucking.
On the street, but also, I know, see, doing Stratford Park, where the kids are all playing football and all that, and some of them let their dogs go out and can shite, you know, in the park, and then the boys are coming on Saturday, Sunday morning. That does my nothing. So it does.
Dog shiting parts was disgusting, innit?
Aye.
Which are other options?
Everywhere's disgusting, but on own football parts and all that. Give me peace.
Do you recommend any other?
We'll pick for you. I like that one. He's.
Do you like that one?
I don't like him.
But do you know something? If I was getting another one, I'd go and get a rescue.
Would you?
That's a good shout, yeah. By the way. 100%.
And I'll tell you another.
That's the most sensible thing I've ever heard, by the way, in this show.
And the biggest mistake.
That's a great shout.
The biggest mistake I made was I should have bought two. Because company for each other.
Oh, right.
My missus used to go and fucking leave Sky Sports and everything on for Bobby. You know, I think he's a fucking dog.
See your cats. Carol get cats, that's what she's done.
Nearly like that, with cats. Recliner waiting.
You know what he's got in him. He's the same in your class.
Hold on a minute. I'll see what other channels are on here.
What did you leave on?
My da.
By the way, that's a brilliant shout. That's what you should do.
A rescue dog, by the way.
See, dogs, they're a fortune.
No, he'll get
a but you're getting a dog at home.
4 grand a dog.
You're getting a wee dog in a kit.
Is it not a wee bit dangerous because...
No, because you'll train them. Just get them.
Ah, they're most grateful. I'm telling you.
Is there homes? Is there rescue homes you can go to?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, go after this? Aye. You busy?
News free, go.
Are you serious you want to go for a dog?
A dog. Genuinely.
That's... Dogs, but the only thing I will say, he's right, they're most tiniest thing in the world, isn't
it? Oh, you can't leave house on it. Tied down.
See, now get the camera on you.
But I mean, tied down as in you're not able to do anything.
Get the camera on, you'll be able to watch them.
Right. Do you like getting tied down?
No. Still having a win?
No, fucking, I like to be a free spirit.
It's a big commitment. There you go. So we're trying to be sensible. It's a big commitment, that. You get a dog.
Because see, when you're out, you're thinking, I need to go back for that dog. Needs a walk, it needs to do this. See, going holiday. See, I wouldn't have left.
There's another thing.
Oh, the kennels, man. Honestly. Oh.
Why, that used to break your heart?
Unbelievable. I wouldn't go on holiday.
Nah, fuck that.
No.
Right, let's get into the football.
My first week back, I actually got the most points on the board.
Paul.
You're the man.
That's why you're the number one pundit.
4 points I got, but Faddy's still at the leaderboard.
No, he's not.
You and Faddy's top.
Then pundit on
a kilt on and all that.
There's a school game on in Glasgow, I think he's commentating on it.
He's in Amsterdam, Faddy, isn't he?
He asked you places to go, didn't he?
He's what?
He's in Amsterdam.
Oh no. To be fair, I'd like to go touring with you.
That'd be good.
Imagine you two, man.
That's a film.
So what is it? What's the standings?
So standings is Faddy Sy at the top of the leaderboard. Dell, you fall into second place. Dazzler. Me and you are at the bottom of the board. Still got a week to go because we're not going to date this week because obviously Faddy's away. So we'll be back in action
next week.
Right, before we get to international stuff, Paul, we're going to talk about Dundee Rangers fixture rearranged for the 10th of April, 3 days after Rangers play Celtic. They'll play 4 games in 14 days.
It's not that lot, is it? Two games a week?
No. That's something to look forward to, is it not?
2 games a week, that would be...
Tell us again, we'll work out.
Every 3 days.
It's not too bad.
It's not
bad. You'd rather that, wouldn't you?
If you'd done that anyway.
2 games in 1 day at Pretoria.
So will that have any bearing on the title running?
And great games to play. No. So what is it? Is it Hibs, Celtic, Ross County, and then
is Dundee no after
Ross County's the last one before.
Dundee's after Celtic, innit?
Ross County the last one before the split.
Do you know Hank is a player? man, you're why to just get the international break, you're done, mate, and then they'll get to have a, I would imagine, a few days after us and a wee break feature, and then you're back into it. You know, you've got ahead of you.
You'll rotate, last, though, won't he? Clement will rotate.
Yeah,
for the
Aye. What, where are your thoughts on, bring up Kev's point, that John Souter's Scotland's best centre half? Do you agree with that?
No, no, for me.
He's been good form, but
I've got. I know Hanley's injured, but I think Hanley's been great for us.
Grant Hanley.
I think he's been good for us.
Is there much to separate them all?
There isn't a lot.
There's no
there?
A lot between. There's no.
Souter's better on the ball than Hanley, nah.
You could.
Aye,
going Brecon forward. I would. Aye, you could.
I like Souter. I think Souter's a good place. But I'll tell you who's really surprised me. Portis.
Aye, good player.
He's been brilliant. I didn't know at Hibs because he probably disciplined, and I thought to myself, that boy, he's never really got to settle down. But he's seen Scotland, he's been terrific.
Yeah, he's done well.
That's the best thing he could have done, was get his move into Watford, because you could see he's always had that ability, and you're talking about a passing centre back. It's a good passer, the ball,
yes.
Portis. But it was always that, he had that wee switch, wasn't it, when he would just maybe go and try and do something. Now, he got a bit of criticism for it. Personally, I kind of quite like that. I like that in a player. He's got a wee bit of that.
Definitely.
I think you need that. There's an edge about him. I think you need that. But I think it was good for him to get away, maybe for Scottish.
Seeing the Euros, you're talking.
You need that. You need that type of player.
You're going to look at Portis and Tierney who play as the two centre backs. It'll be Hanley if he's fit.
Henry
or Souter. Oh, Henry, I forgot about him as well.
Henry's done well for Scotland as well.
Tierney comes in and plays.
Tierney
plays
left.
That's what I'm talking about. He'll play left. Portis will probably play right. And then you've got somebody that'll play, because they'll play about three, won't they?
Just on the Rangers thing, though, I thought Souter was excellent against Benfica. I only seen the first half, but I thought he looked like he could handle it at that level.
Aye, there's just moments. I'm trying to think of the league game where he get caught. He get
the Motherwell
game, wasn't it? You know, and he was just a wee bit naive, trying to dive in. But again, that's just, I'm just picking up on a small thing. He's had a good season, so he has. But when you're going through the all the centre backs, and Daz has just mentioned a few there, there's nothing between them. So
good options, though.
Aye, but who's going to be taking it? Again, it's a kind of a toss of the coin, isn't it?
Where do you stand? We need to go back to this with Dundee's pitch called after the only game.
We've always had issues with that part for the last couple of seasons.
The only game in Scotland or the league, so it's getting that.
And it's, you know, the bad thing? I was up there and I was fucking hopeless at Dundee, not one game got called off. I used to play for the game every fucking week. I was hopeless, mate, for a year.
I used to like Dundee. A lot of people prefer Tannadice.
The Dens.
For some reason, I like Dens.
No, I prefer playing on Tannadice.
Did you? Didn't that Hill second half? Everybody goes for that then.
Where is your fortune?
Is that wee patch? Is that wee patch in front of the main stand?
Where does your wee patch come from?
Well, I've got a big patch now.
I'll tell you that.
But do you know what? But it's always that wee area that seems to cause all the issues, all the problems. So.
Funny, because I watched, it was actually, do you know how the ITV4, they show like old games? It was the Man United Liverpool game. And it showed Souness playing back in the day, and the pitch was horrendous.
No grass on it.
No grass on it, mate.
Listen, we've played in there.
What's the worst you've played on?
Well, right, while you're thinking about like kind of mud baths and all that, I'll give you one. I played, and it was at Tynecastle, and it was absolutely, I don't know if you were there, it was solid. The game, it was like a sheet of ice, and remember we used to just get the Astros out and play in these.
I play with trainers on.
In a fucking professional game?
Professional game.
See, every result for that time should be null and void.
No, they played that.
You played football with trainers on?
AstroTurf.
Do you know something?
Aye. You used to go and test them.
So they were always taking the, there was extra, because when you knew the weather was poor, the Astros were put in there. I didn't mind playing in the parts, because I was obviously wee centre of gravity, didn't I? It was the big guys, Dave McPherson, big centre backs. But see that game, I remember, because Sandy Clark playing my Hearts, he went up with a challenge. I think it was a big Craig Patterson, and he just went smack his head, and you ought to have seen the gash, man, and the blood pouring out his head. But that was the norm.
But then if you flick it, you used to go to grounds. So if you flick it, used to go to grounds with mud, and you would get the biggest studs. Remember, you'd walk out like fucking mosquito, and right, your studs would be that size, mate. Right, two at the back. That's
the back ones I put in the front. I put the biggest studs I could get.
You used to be sitting there at 2 o'clock, getting out your studs and your boots and all that change.
That's as soon as you used to do that. Remember, I said that.
Put the studs
in the warm up. It was moulded. and then when the referee come in and check the boots,
Jimmy,
then he would go back
go change
him. Aye, go back to Jimmy Bell, or else you go to wee Dodie, go and get my boots, my match boots, and they pulled them out, and you're talking to the studs. Well, like, aye, and filed. They were like, didn't you? They were.
Do you think that game could have went ahead then with that pitch?
I wasn't on it, so it's hard to call. But if it's,
I think you were asking guys that have played and
who was saying listen, play.
See that pitch you look like fucking. That's probably one of the best surfaces we played on because we.
Is it really? Huh?
I played
is
it. How bad I remember playing Pittodrie twice in one day, right? 3 o'clock and then 7:30. The pitch was a.
What do you mean? Again, this is where football for the day should just be null and void.
Well, to be fair,
two pitches.
Are you happy with this? He's saying that football should be.
No, because he's once the cameras off, he's going to get a dink.
So wait, there's two games on the one pitch in a day.
What happened?
By the way,
right, on you go, sorry, Dad.
I don't know if you were there. Rangers against Aberdeen. We were in the reserves at the time. We took a squad at 16-17 up. And we played at 3 o'clock, and we were playing Aberdeen in one of the finals, League Cup or the Scottish Cup. It was that time, that's where he played it. And we had a league game to play. So the two clubs decided, right, play the main one at 3 o'clock, and instead of going back down the road and come back up next week or whatever, 7:30. Right, and do you know what? We played the game, went in, shared. Jumped in the team box, went down to the beach, right? Down to the beach, sat, get fucking sandwiches, flask of tea, back up, back on the park. True as I'm saying.
Fucking
here.
Hell.
Two in one day, mate.
You standing
I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed. I thought you went for a couple of beers, man, or something. A couple of pints.
I was only
shit. Get AstroTrainers on. We're back here. It's like a game of fives, man, with your pals, isn't it? Be honest, though, right? This will tell me a lot about you, whether these are liars or you're truthful in front of the. Were you buzzing when a game got called off?
Loved it.
Aye.
Oh, where's the first thing you did?
On the group chat, games after, you'd be like,
mate, yeah. why is that? That was, see, when you got that text, that was the best feeling you could ever have, wasn't it?
That's so strange.
Because it means you're going out. You're going out for a wee swally. You're going out for a few years.
No, but it wasn't even that, though. It was just the whole sort of nerves and tension just left your whole body.
I think it's more just going out for a few beers with the boys because you go, hey, game on, Saturday afternoon, let's go.
I could imagine you were raging though the game was off. You seem that tight, like.
Nah, no, well, of course you're disappointed. You might play the game because you're still good the whole night to go. You're just starting a couple of hours earlier, aren't you?
Mate, I used to love game getting cold off that much. I used to just sit and refresh the weather. It's going to rain at 3 a.m, like, this will be off.
Well, I tell you what.
I think this will be on tomorrow. No, I think
what was a nightmare, and we talked to the punters, because I was supposed to be working at the game on Sunday, so I was up there. I was at Dundee.
Oh, yeah.
And on the way up, I stopped a couple of times thinking, the game's cold off, we'll be able to turn back. But I ended up there. And then there was buses turning up, guys. I was talking to a few of the Rangers supporters now. So think about them and where they've came from, the dosh that they've spent and got up there.
Did they get paid back? Did they get the money back for that?
Who?
The Rangers fans?
They'll just get a ticket on me about the next game, won't
it? It's the travelling up, isn't it?
And the team staying in St Andrews as well.
It's not bad, that, innit? I mean, St Andrews, that's all right.
That's when you want the game to get called off early. I played with Partick Thistle and we drove down. We were late. The bus broke down. I don't know what. Something fucking unbelievable happened. We get stripped, right? You're talking about football. We get stripped in the bus and it was like the old days. We run right off the bus, right? Onto the pitch.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 minute warm up and played Kilmarnock.
Huh?
Swear.
Wow.
We done that with
Falkirk against Rangers.
Right
basically
after
the same
right
thing.
Right after
bus. Me warm up into the dress room and just, we never had our strips on because we had to go in motors, just jump in motors to get there. And then just 10 minutes, we're in there about 10 to 3 and just get our gear on, ran out.
And played.
Well, I think it was a bit bad was he sent the goalie off first, the right back, left back, number 4.
Off the bus.
Off the bus. Right, we're seven.
So what era are you seeing football?
I'm just going to tell you how much I wanted games to be off. I used to get the groundsman's number at every team I was at. I used to text the groundsman, do you think this will be on tomorrow?
Start digging.
Mate, start fucking digging. Make sure that pitch is fucked for tomorrow. I used to be obsessed with getting the game off.
I was the same at night.
It's a terrible mentality, isn't it?
Wake up in the middle of the night and stare at the window buzzing it was raining.
No, I was the same. I think a wee bit different now, but I think a lot of people, because that was what happened. I used to take a change of gear to every single game I ever played in. And I would just, right?
Every
game I play, I turn
you
up.
You had your clothes in your bag.
Turn up with my suit carrier, right? And if it was away from home, the minute I got on the bus, I'd be up the back getting changed into my clobber. Off that bus, boom, I was out. Every Saturday night.
What happens if you were on your whitey again, or maybe I don't know who, whether it was at Rangers or whatever, and you weren't selected? Would you stay and watch again?
You'd stay for the first 10 minutes.
Would you stay and watch it?
All day starts barred in the corner. How's the game going, boys? Then you would probably go up about 20 to 5 and just make yourself look popular. Bang, away you go. Yeah. What the fuck, mate? If I get when will I tap your door, right? I get dropped at Raith Rovers one day, and funny enough, I was talking to a boy yesterday about it. And my teammates were lining up. I think we were playing St Mirren. And I'd bagged about 20-odd goals, right? Next one to me, fucking 4 or something. So Jimmy Nicol speaks to Peter Heatherston, who's the captain. So I'm watching. No, no, when you've got the... Oh, God, these bastards, these are stitching me up, right? So I've walked in. He's walked in. I went to Heatherston. I'm dropped, ain't I? No, I don't know. I was like, dirty, lying bastard, right? I went, I'm dropped, ain't I? Nicol walks in, names the team, puts me in the bench. This is a true story. The bastards were lined up at 5 to 3, shouting, we need to win the day to keep him out the team, right? And they're all pointing at me, and I'm sitting there with my wee number fucking 12 and my tracksuit on. I've never seen anything like it, so get suit. Was it St Manor? Was it Ayr United? And I'm sitting in the dugout shouting to Nicol, hey you. Do you want a fucking win bonus? Right? That's Peter, right? And he's in Nicol Stone, and I got on great with Jimmy. One of the nicest guys in the world, isn't he? And he turned round and he's like, you're a fucking smart arse, aren't you? I was like, nah, just want a win bonus. Right, get yourself ready and put me on. And then I never come back out of the team.
Well, how many minutes into the game did he put you on?
60 odds. Scored 2.
Did you?
Aye.
What a player, man.
Wait, honestly, it was different then, you know what I mean? But they bastards go and keep him out the team. And I won Championship Player of the Year that year.
I would love you to go vlog somewhere at a game and stay the night and watch you there the night and then the next day and that.
Where would you send them?
Actually, I think it should have been this trip in the room, mate.
Holland to Scotland,
100%. You should have been
there. Look after him.
Right, talk to Glamour Ties. Rangers going to play Man United in pre-season. He's never got a glamour time pre-season.
Where was the best you went? Canada was the best when I went. That was my first trip with Rangers. I think that was the most.
See, back in the days of fake football, was it?
Fake.
See, were pre-seasons like a fuck about back then, or were they taken seriously?
Pre-season's it's a different thing. I don't like friendlies. I know what's right down there, like with these lighting. You know, I didn't like friendlies.
Why?
Like,
just because it was going through the motions?
I get you need to get your fitness, your match fitness and all that, but it's not the same. And the reason it's not the same, because you get guys that at the back, they want to play out for the back and all that.
Ah, and then when the season starts, they just launch it because they're shite bags.
So it's a way, see, in that respect, it's a waste of time.
Managers are the same, mate. We're going to play out for the back pre season. As soon as you lose your first league game, we're fucking launching. So,
Boomball. What was your best one?
No, for some reason, we played against. You were in the camp. I never went. It was big job. I was only about 16. I never went, man. We all use. That crowd,
you,
man.
You've been in Toronto a few times, haven't you? Aye. Sure, you told me that story before. But you went to see the horses or something?
That was Australia. Toronto, I used to go over. Remember wee boy Bobby Russell? Go and do a bit of coaching with. That's how I met. I coached Alistair Johnson.
Celtic, you right coached Alistair Johnson?
Yeah.
Was he good?
He was all right. But he's obviously done all right now, hasn't he?
How was he for a night out?
He was a fucking kid.
I'm not bad. This is top business.
I took him to McDonald's drive-thru. Here, get used to this, it's a great in Scotland. After every game.
What's your big friendly?
No, but we were on our way to, I'm going to say Sunderland Reserves, that's not who it is. We were on our way to Sunderland.
Biggest game of your career, Sunderland Reserves.
We were on our way to Sunderland Reserves, wait to hear, this is incredible. Stevie Frail's phone goes, and it was Lennon in America. To say, tell Cal McGregor to come after the bus and fly it to America. You're playing against Real Madrid the next few days. And I genuinely, he said Cal McGregor, I'm sure Lenny's just said
anyone.
What, anyone has picked him.
And they picked Cal McGregor.
Played the next day against Ronaldo, Kaká and all that. Imagine that. That could have been me.
I'm just like, Tottenham, we for some reason.
If you were on the bus.
I'm just saying, because it's coming, we played Tottenham for some reason a few times. I remember a big bastard Ruddock done me.
Did he?
So he did, aye.
Right through behind.
No, I was doing there, doing it at White Hart Lane. And it was in a friendly. And he done me. It was just kind of on a half turn. And I couldn't protect myself, and he just fucking smashed me.
Did he bag a razor?
He was out for about 6 weeks.
No way, in a pre-season friendly.
He's a dirty bastard, obviously. No, Ruddock. I remember that. So, I don't mind getting done, but no for the back, aye. No, when you can't protect yourself.
I don't mind getting done.
Especially a guy with AstroTurf on foot showing.
He causing me this question because...
You never go to America with a Celtic Queen man, nah?
No, but yours is in America, is it? Yours is the one at Wembley, with Modric.
No, I went to Wembley and I went to America.
He's buzzing.
Man United, Tottenham.
Did you, mate?
Who was the best player?
I was playing against... I think Rooney was playing in the home, mate, and Blenny put me on fucking defensive midfield, mate. I was
like, Old Trafford?
No, it was in America.
America?
It was James Forrest's debut, I've told you that. Honestly, Jamesy was a nervous wreck. Honestly, see, before the game, I was like, mate, you'll be fine, you've been flying. Played right wing, his first ever game. Must have been 17, we were rooming the gunner. And he tore John O'Shea, a new arsehole, man. And I said to him after that game, mate, you're going to be in this season. Lenny
Rooney
loves you.
Was Rooney top.
Oh, Rooney was
do
like
you want to know
fucking...
why? Because we Mickey so, Weir that I used to kind of.
Berbatov is there as well, I'm sure.
We Mickey says he's the best he's ever saw at training. He says Rooney was. He went down for a week.
That as well,
he says he was phenomenal.
Oh, man, you were brilliant. I think we got beat 3.
You know that trip you were on? That was the one when you were on the way back. We were waiting.
You were waiting at Lincoln for us.
No, we probably see the bums at dinner go. We were playing Lincoln and they were coming back to join and make the squad up.
That's right. I scored that day against Lincoln.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Sutton was the manager
Sutton
at Lincoln.
Sutton was the manager at Lincoln, that's right.
What about you? Who's your biggest player you played against in a pre-season?
We played Liverpool when they just won the Champions League.
Wow.
Dalglish, Souness, Hansen, all these guys.
Top draw.
And the best one. Greggy comes in and he does his team talk and he went, what can you say about this team, blah blah blah. He says, but they've got a new guy, he says, young boy just brought into the team, we'll try and expose it down the left hand side. We just signed Ian Redford for Dundee for about 210 grand or something. So we're all sitting, it was Ronnie Whelan.
Right.
I don't know if you remember Ronnie Whelan.
I remember Ronnie Whelan.
Anyway, Dalglish and Souness are playing the middle of the park, right? I swear I think I kicked the ball a couple of times just taking centre, right? The rest, fucking just getting autographs. And 5 minutes into the game, Souness gets the ball, plays it to Dalglish, plays it up to Rush, and Rush just lays it half right. On comes the weak link. We've got Jimmy Stewart, 6'3", international goalkeeper, brilliant goalkeeper, and he fucking chipped him, right? He dinked him. So I'm standing at the halfway line waiting to centre the ball again, and Big Derek, serious I've ever seen Derek Johnson, turned around and went, I think we're in trouble, that's the fucking weak link.
Where did it finish?
I think it only finished two or three, right? I'll never forget this. Great, I was all dugout men, all dugout sin. So I get taken half, right? I've got cramped, no kick to ball. Taken half and I'm sitting. And the coaching staff at that time, Liverpool were that good, were sitting going like that, blow the whistle, blow the whistle, blow the whistle. Mate, I have never seen Dalglish soonest rush.
Is he the best player you ever played against, Dalglish?
Outstanding. Well, I played against Kevin Keegan.
Dalglish was better than Keegan, wasn't he?
Well.
It's a big call for you if you're saying Keegan's better than Dalglish.
No. I put Kevin. So. Keegan won the European Player of the Year. Down at the Dell, I played against him down there. That was. But Dalglish was.
Ability wise, Dalglish is miles ahead. Oh, right, I know Keegan was top drawer, but his game was based on.
Dalglish holding the ball.
He's a workhorse.
Mad we produced players like that back then, innit?
Nah. So on the pitches, no boots.
There you go.
There you go.
Fucking shambles.
Nah, you're right.
That midfield, do you think you'd get in that midfield?
Terry McDermott, was McDermott playing that day? I know.
McDermott and Sammy Lee played.
Sammy Lee wide, wasn't it? You just, there you go.
I'll just go with Steve Clark, what he's going to go for these. With this friendly against Holland, do you think it'll be strongest team I've seen new faces? What do you think?
Especially it's a friendly, he's got experiment, isn't he? The wee window opportunity there for him. Just to give you new guys a try, I think, definitely.
Surely, Lewis, I'm not sure.
Are you going to give us a wee bit of insight?
He must know.
That face, I think you know.
I've told you before, when he comes here and it's international break, I've saw him on Sunday, I've got no contact with him.
So you've no idea whether he's starting tomorrow?
I'm not really bothered.
Any contact with Shine on Wednesday?
I'm the wrong man to ask, because again, you just says it's friendlies, innit? You know, and I get it's good that they've got a wee get together, the players, and that'll be beneficial in that respect. But friendlies, for me,
perfect time to try things, isn't it?
Well, on you, aye.
No, but
I don't
know. It's a friendly.
Is he in McCarver again? You rooming with John Carver?
You love that party.
That's why you've not heard from him. He's been lying in bed with Carver for 3 days.
But surely he's not going to go with the same team. But, do you know what I mean? Surely he's not going.
Who would you like to see then? Who would you like to see getting a chance?
I would like Lewis.
Who else? Anyone else? Shankland up front.
Shankland's the one. Shankland. Of course, Shankland should get in there. Make him feel comfortable anyway. Make him feel wanted. I think that's important.
What goalie Changi has got to pick?
Oh, that's a good question.
Do you think he'll
start, but who do you think he'll go as a
two?
I think Gordon should start then.
Do you think he'll do 2-2?
Have you ever done that?
No, lately, no. But do you think he'll do
Have you ever done two in the same day, similar to your Pataudry story?
Oh, he's me.
Two games or two?
That's for breakfast.
Have you ever done two in the same day?
You're fucking going to get me done in, by the way. I'm not kidding you. I'll be like, I'll get him and go, forget that fucking, who serves your win?
What about the right-hand side? Who? Hickey's obviously no. But
does
Patterson come? See Sean Dyche slapped Patterson? Did you read about that?
Aye, I read about that as well.
What the
There's got to be a reaction. That's not been a playful.
No, has it?
They've been out for a meal and he's gave him a wee
slap,
a wee
supposedly.
Dink. Aye.
You think it's a behave yourself one?
Clapped his arse, supposedly.
Aye, there's a bit of that.
You don't know the story, but...
What, they gave him one back.
Came out in the press.
You ever had that manager doing that to you?
Big jock used to give you every...
What about the stomach muscle one?
Aye, used to punch for a punch in the corridor.
But the manager used to ask you for a punch for a punch?
You used to meet him...
in the corridor?
In the corridor. Because you would go to the boot room, but I come out of the boot room, I go, oh, fuck.
You'd shut your pants.
No way. He'd go, right you.
Oh no, he'd go like that. Get your up with the wall. Strengthen your muscles. I'm fucking six. I've no even got muscles, right?
I used to smack him and run. And just bang and go.
You can punch me.
Because he's going to knock me out. Because he's going to... Big Pierre McCoy Big Jimmy Stewart you were just talking about. They used to give me a good dink.
Did Lenny not smash you? Was that when he was a player in training? Elbow
me.
Was he the manager?
But the worst thing was, he was letting me fucking start pressing.
Get tighter,
tighter. Oh, right. So I get tighter and fuck you.
That's a new level. Isn't it?
Just a wee bit closer.
That's the result.
But I actually liked it for him though.
Did he ever do it like just in the dressing room or?
No, I can't think of anybody.
Seeing your modern day game.
You
your ass, didn't
I you? Was very an arse man, Stevie Frail. He was never anything else. But
why do boys do that all the time? That's a football player. Why do they always scalp each other's
ass? It's arses, mate. Peter Grant used to love scalping your ass before a game, huh?
I don't really
mate, the
that.
Canon used to slap you like you've never been slapped before in my life before. Me especially. Come up and just go with
fuck you.
You got it with a fucking handprint on your face, mate. Stinging for about the first 20 minutes of the game. Fuck you.
I would react to that.
I showed that. I don't hang up for that.
I needed someone. I was fucking like that before a game. Do you know what I mean? I need someone to get
just back then, bro.
Did you see it when he did it? No, I just take it.
Fucking look, and then he'd grab you and fucking.
No, I don't like that.
I'd like it.
But that's maybe playful for him.
It was playful.
But
his hands were like fucking leather.
I'm not into all that, are you?
Nah.
Man, just slap me and all that. If you'd done it to me, it'd be a different story. Honestly.
Like, you battered
him? I wouldn't react well to that, mate.
No. Does any manager you played under it you could have battered? Are you being realistic?
McNamara, I think I did too.
I hope he's what? He's been boxing training.
No, I love McNamara, but
mate, wee Sid told me he's into the boxing training, or not.
I love that McNamara, but I'm just thinking that Lenny and other guys. I'm thinking McNamara, I remember when I went in for a meeting, he was a wee bit more timid. No timid in that way, but just a
quieter.
Bit quieter.
So I think he'd have been doing. What about you? Did you ever play for a manager and you could have battered them?
Look, I have quite a few. Aye. Yeah, I tell you who could handle his shit. I know it's off track, but he was a manager. Coisty.
I've heard
that. Coisty could handle his shit.
Have you ever seen him fight?
Up in East Kilbride, aye.
What, in a car, like, in a nightclub or?
No, I kind of outside it, just. Aye, but Coisty's got
give
a few.
Give your dung with you.
Aye,
have you ever
seen
a player in a dressing room when you were in the dressing room? Square going the manager?
No, that DiCanio and Leon Clark, mate, was incredible. Full blown square going the tunnel, mate, and DiCanio punched fuck at him.
Oh,
like, I'm talking like a fucking bull, mate, just hitting him. Incredible. Leon Clark's about 6'2", mate.
I've seen Grand in the can. I've read his book.
I have so, man.
His book's really good.
He was drinking Coca-Cola when he was a wee boy.
On the trains and all that.
He hates Coca-Cola. Mate, honestly, see him hitting, man. He used to punch a bag every day in the gym. Leather the bag, mate.
What about you? Have you ever, in a dressing room, you've seen a player and manager going for it at half-time? But no arguing, but I mean, fighting?
I can't remember.
No, see, much, but I think maybe your time when a manager gave it to you,
he accepted it.
Aye. There was more of that, just, well.
I'm sure Jimmy Nicholls told the story. Did Walter know when he was assistant manager?
You don't even get involved with Walter, right? That's that period. You just don't even go there because he just take you into the boot room and knock fuck at you.
Would he?
Aye, easy, man. Walter could fight.
Aye,
Walter was fearsome, by the way. That's what I'll say. Soonest was like a pussycat to me.
Uh-huh.
He was, listen, he'd that aura, I get all that. But I don't think he was a fighter. And that's why you'd Walter, you just didn't go there.
Nah, he looks like he could.
Because you gave the stare and he. It's changed because it's a different world, isn't it?
Mm. What about friendlies? Did you prefer playing lesser teams? Or did you prefer to play a bigger team because you'd be up for the game? Or did you prefer to get your confidence up and just spank somebody?
I'm a lesser team because I wanted to score goals.
I was a striker. Forward strikers, that's important, isn't it? Aye. Strikers get their confidence, get their goals and all that.
See, when the pre-season schedule came through and it was 4 shite teams, you were buzzing, weren't you? Buzzing.
If you didn't score, you're thinking, fuck, I'm on the
pine. It's going to be a bad season.
Oh, I'm on the pine.
Felt brilliant. What a player you felt though, didn't you? See, when you played against Scottish.
Oh, best player ever in pre-season, mate.
Didn't you?
Oh, you could get a move in pre-season, mate. It just, anyone in general, innit? It could be the best player in the world in pre-season.
Mm-hmm.
Seen so many of them, like we've spoken about. Amazing in pre-season. See, as soon as the season starts, different.
That's what I hated. I hated that.
I was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You're good in pre-season,
but believable. So in pre-season you're taking on people and all that.
Because you're playing against farmers, not in it. But I just mean like
farmers.
I just mean sort of lower league teams, and you always felt brilliant when you get the season of players actually decent players, and then you shit yourself.
Right, talking international football, England. Jack Butland.
Yeah, you still keep football.
Jack Butland never made England.
Well, for me, watching him this season with Rangers, he's been outstanding. Everything about him.
Is he better than Pickford?
Aye. Does Pickford know that you're nothing?
Aye, I'm with you. I can't.
The shot's going about 20 yards past and he still makes the mad dive and all that. I don't think he's better than Butland.
You need to take it into consideration. Jack Butland never really done it in the Premier League, did he?
When was asking me? See, before he came to Rangers, well, where was
Pickford's
he playing?
Been doing it for
well, you can only judge,
how many years?
You're asking this. To judge him on what he's produced this season, and he's been outstanding because it's the usual at a Rangers or a Celtic for long periods you're not involved, but when they need to produce the goods, and he's done it in Europe. Some of the saves he's produced in the European games have been first class. He's kept Rangers in Europe, you know, getting into that, even that Benfica game, he pulled off a couple of great saves. But I just look at the guys, Pickford, but Daz, I'm not so sure. Who's the other ones? The boy at Crystal Palace?
Sam Johnson, is it? Is your boy Nick Pope injured?
Newcastle?
Nick Pope's injured,
he's injured.
And there's another, who's the other one? That's the, I don't even know. Not even,
Big Seaman.
Not really bothered about England.
It's your mate, Big Seaman.
Nah, Big Seaman.
Do you think he should have been in the squad?
Based on his performances,
just be honest,
no, based on his performances, aye, but I was looking, I think, a few weeks ago at his, the last, I don't think he's played a lot before he came to Rangers, and I would like
that's
to
how
know,
we got him in the free.
Aye, and I would like to know why that is, because you've seen how good a goalkeeper he is, and the club city he was at. Why?
He had a wee bad spell, didn't he? And was it Stoke he was at? And he had a, in the Premier League, he had a wee bad spell. And since that, he never really got back. He went to Crystal Palace, never really
and
played.
Never played. He's not played anywhere up until.
I've seen Pickford being poor, you know. In some
no, I get with that.
The boy Johnson, I can't say because I've not saw enough of it.
Based on his performances,
there's another one. Is it Ramsdale?
Ramsdale.
He doesn't play. He doesn't even play.
Yeah.
Another.
He's got a mistake in him as well, Ramsdale, didn't he?
But then again, but he's not even playing. Mm-hmm. So you thought maybe Butland would have had a wee sniff at it. But it doesn't matter.
Why he's not been? Why he hadn't been playing? It's weird.
It just shows you how well he's playing that he's been. He's, everybody's put him up for that. You know, why is he not in that squad? So for Rangers, from my point of view, just he's fit in it anyway. So we get into a important part of the season, but. Should he be picked or a few of them? I think so.
Do you think Southgate even considers picking him because he's playing in Scotland? Do you think Southgate even considers him picking him that he's playing?
Has he been up to a game, Southgate? I don't think he has, has he?
Yeah, I don't think he would have. That's a good show.
I don't think you've never seen him at a Rangers game, have you?
I don't even know if he considers it.
This is off topic, but they're talking about Southgate for the Man United job.
I know.
Fuck it.
You don't fancy that?
Fuck it, he should be a dentist or something to get a circuit. No Man United manager, fuck's sake.
I never thought.
If he gets a Man United job, mate, I'll never support Man United again.
Nah. Would you take Ten Hag at him, aye? Aye, you would keep the wee man there, wouldn't you?
Coin meeting up there too.
I don't get it.
Who would you go for?
How a dentist?
I've tried everybody.
Ange.
Get
his big ass in Old Trafford seat, mate.
I like that.
Back to that attacking football, mate.
That's
Sous, can you imagine watching him at Old Trafford, mate?
I see he brought that boy Gordon in for that he was maybe going to be eligible for us. And he's
aye, Anthony Gordon.
Nah, he's in the squad now, isn't he?
He says he never even gave us a thought.
Nah. Who's the best internationalist you've ever played with?
What I played with? Well,
do you ever get a sniff out of Scotland set?
Yeah, I get my pick for the 21s and that bit.
Never the full team, nah?
Nah, it was not good, mate. And plus the fact there were some decent players, you know. You
who was in ahead of you?
Maka was there, wasn't he? Maka was absolutely brilliant. Coist, he was in round about that time. Mo Johnson. These sort of guys, you know.
Top player. When did you get your first cop? You remember getting it?
19, I think I was 19.
That's amazing, mate. 19 called up to the Scotland squad.
Then it was Auden. Then it was
Auden. Who told you, Derek? Who says to you you're in the Scotland squad?
Just get word for the club, isn't it? When you're at the, you just get notified that you need to turn up and be with the squad. So
was that one of your best feelings in football? Or do you know that bothered?
Aye, but no, it's of course it's to get picked for your country because I was picked for like 15s all the way through, you know, 21s like Daz, and then of course you want to be capped at the highest level. And aye, of course it was, but I mean, I only got a couple of caps.
You should get Mary.
But I thought I'd played better when I'd went to Hearts, you know, and I thought I was more deserving of getting a call up, but never happened. But
do you think that was because you were at Hearts that you never got called?
I think there's a bit of that because Tosh, I was playing with Tosh McKinley at the time. Tosh was brilliant for us at Hearts in the 3 years I was there. Best left back, without a shadow of a doubt, never get a call up. Goes to Celtic, bang, he's in the Scotland squad. So you're like scratching your head. There's 3 years that he could have been, you know, in that Scotland team.
How about you?
When did you get called up? 21s. We 19s the hell all the way through up to 21s then. Fucked my uncle.
Any international players you played with? It was brilliant.
Best international player I played with, hands down, Paddy McCourt. Unbelievable, mate. How he only played at that, mate, honestly,
does. Was he?
Should have been a fucking world superstar. And I mean that world superstar.
Had everything, didn't he?
Oh my god.
What year was Paddy McCourt? Where were you at Celtic?
So I'd have been 20 when a Paddy came to Celtic in 1920. But honestly, like, the things he could do was incredible, wasn't it?
You get the players like that, don't you?
But he couldn't run for
Wee Wilkins, Wee Wilkins for me. Oh, Wee Wilkins. I played with Wee Wilkins. Was
top
in everything. just the way he conducted himself, the way he dressed, the way he spoke.
He was
great in a night out.
He was
brilliant
in
a night out. Loved that.
He sorted my collar once and my jacket.
What he would do.
I've still got that jacket.
He would come here and make, if he saw something.
Lovely guy.
He was brilliant. So he was.
Butch, what a player. Is he Marino,
wasn't
it? Oh, Butch, I thought you were talking about Terry Butcher. Big Terry Butcher.
Was Wilkins the best? Was Wilkins the best player at Rangers?
Soonest
was better than Wilkins?
Oh, God.
Was he,
huh? Aye. Haitley as well?
Aye. Do you know?
Haitley was
Wilkins the best
touch. I think Soonest was
he the best?
One goalkeeper, Chris Woods, the Scotland goalie coach. Chris Woods was international at that time. Far too sensible. For a goalie.
You love Brian Gunn, don't you?
Brilliant.
You and Brian Gunn are tight, aren't you?
When was that time you met? I kept in contact since.
Have you been?
I met at Hampden that day, and I was with Big Charlie, but he went to do the lounges to speak, so it was just me and Brian Gunn at the table, and just had it off for then.
What have you been doing?
Go for saunas and that, and coffee's not regular. No, genuinely.
Coffee's in the sauna, isn't it?
It's inside the sauna, right? How far do you think Scotland can go?
Neuros?
Aye.
Oh, do I have a whistle there?
I know.
Time up.
I know. The sheep coming out of the hills and all that.
My fucking front teeth nearly come out.
Come by.
I thought I was ready for a wee night in there. I was getting at your text here. I don't know what happened there.
They get the grip?
Aye. 100%. Aye.
I think they've got a right good chance. See, if you look at them, if you look at McTominay, you look at McGinn, which McGregor, I know McGregor's injured at the minute, they're all at a good age.
Aye. They qualified with us, with Spain and Norway in the group. But last time they had to go through the Nations League with two penalty shootouts. So I think they've got an inner confidence.
They've got a belief about themselves that they can go and do something.
Well, right, last question, what's your Scotland starting 11? If the Euro started tomorrow, what would be your 11?
Gunn.
Is that Brian or
Ireland? Both.
I would go.
You think Gordon will go and start?
Okay. I would take Gordon.
Aye. Who would you leave out? Kelly?
You can't
leave out Xander Clark now, because Xander Clark's number one at Hearts.
I think they two would need to do a challenge for each other. Like, see who goes.
Crossbar challenge.
They would need to do something.
Imagine Steve Clark said that in the chapter to us.
Lads, I've not got a clue who's gone.
Crossbar challenge.
No, you need a better challenge than that to them, wouldn't you? You need a real challenge so they deserve it. So one of them, I don't want to see who, because that's a bit harsh, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. No, just go your starting 11. I just want your
starting 11. Let's go round.
I don't even know my starting 11.
I'll go Hickey, right wing back.
Aye, same.
We're not starting at the three defenders.
Okay.
Start a wing back. Who's your three defenders?
Porteous,
Tierney,
and I think if Hanley's fit, I'd play Hanley.
Would you?
Oh, I like Hanley.
Henry.
Or Jack Henry. Yeah.
Henry.
Or Suter.
I'd go Suter.
I'm going Suter.
Porteous, Tierney.
Okay. Obviously, we'll pick Robertson.
Left wing back. Who's your three centre backs, just quite? Does not put his neck, ginger
neck. I think that's how we're in a good position because there's no stick ons there, are
there?
Yeah. We think maybe Hanley, if Hanley's fit, is it Achilles' problem he's got at the minute, or is it a calf problem? I would go with him. Portis, because I think you need somebody that's.
So that Hanley in the middle, Portis on the right, Tierney on the left.
I think you need players that can play for the back.
And step into.
Why you put Hanley in then?
Suter can do that, I know. It's like horses.
Tierney and Portis are really good at stepping in. They'll see a wee bit like
Inter Milan. Good at that.
Two centre halves drive in.
Inter Milan centre halves didn't do it.
Aye, but
midfield too, sir. Midfield.
Midfield's got to be McGregor, Gilmore, Robertson, and Hickey in it if they're fit.
Who are you leaving? Four would be Cal Mac. No, McGregor, that's embarrassing. McGregor, I would go.
He is panicking here.
No, I don't.
Are you leaving it?
No, we go McTominay.
McTominay and McGinn, you're two ahead of them.
No.
McTominay's playing.
Do you know what I've done?
Really well, right.
McGregor and McGinn, Lewis and McTominay's.
Gilmore?
He wouldn't be fit enough.
Play with 12.
No, I play
Taking Gilmore at the team?
No, he plays.
Instead of who?
For who?
For Germany. Gilmore's known that for Germany.
For I'm going to go be a striker.
Craig Levine sitting there now.
Who is your striker? I think.
Oh, look, he's not going to be caught in the line. Look.
Who not?
What's your midfield? Come on. I want your midfield.
Who is the striker? That's a good one.
I don't know if the V man can get in. Gilmore. No, but I don't mind him. I know he's a guy. Honestly, I think I would go with a five in the middle. McTominay is a striker. I don't know.
You get four goalies.
Listen, the other thing is, it's a bit of squad as well, because it's what you need in football now is impact for the bench. Mm. It's so important, isn't it?
Of course, that's a hand.
Aye. So that's.
I think your four will be the four.
Nah.
It's play up front. Who does it play up front?
There may be Che Adams.
I think actually we'll go with aye, but.
Who would yours be?
I think Daz will be different.
I'll go Shanklin.
Who would you go Shanklin?
I think.
You going Shanklin?
Well, I like Shanklin. I would have Shanklin, aye, every day of the week.
Depends.
Ahead of Che Adams, aye.
Aye. I just like.
Hey, hold on a minute. Dykes has been alright.
And that's how I thought you were going to go with Dykes.
Dykes has been alright.
Because he leads the line.
Aye, I think if you're.
Physicality, but.
I think if you're going to get the four mid. Well, especially McGann, McTominay going forward scoring goals, I think you need a bit of presence up there that's going to bring the ball in for you.
So you're going Dykes?
I'm not bored anyway.
Probably would, aye.
I'm going for a party.
Nah, we're all going
for the
party.
I'm going for a wee party.
Come around the Open Goal Tour bus, aren't you?
Oh, I'm going the caravan, mate.
You been to Germany before?
I played in Germany, but I can't remember.
You played
where
in
it was.
Germany?
Aye, with Bertie Volks was the manager. I'll tell you how bad.
Bertie Volks was your manager?
No, the manager, under 19s, right? And it was West Germany v Scotland. Under 19.
All right, so you were playing for Scotland.
Well, no, I wasn't playing for West Germany. There you go.
There you go, West Germany.
West Germany.
That's how long ago it was.
50,000 live on telly, but I can't remember the name of the place we were at. I played up front with Charlie Nicholas, and I'll tell you, he was one of the best young players of ours.
I heard that.
He was unbelievable.
What is it you call him?
No, I can't know. He fell out after that. Charlie Nicholas, wasn't it? That went bad for me, by the way.
Did it?
That went bad.
Did he get a hold of you?
Pulled us up.
Did he?
Went nuts, aye. What's the plans this weekend before we go?
Plans this weekend? We're playing Broomhill Sunday.
Is this?
Are you winning the league yet?
I need to win Sunday, mate.
Every week, aren't you? It's the same thing, though. I ain't use your shit.
I don't want to say that, but nah, we'll be fine.
Where are you playing Broomhill?
Broomhill on Sunday, mate, Dumbarton. Where? Somewhere you Dumbarton are playing on it Saturday, and then you're playing on it Sunday.
Ooh. Why? Oh, is that where Broomhill playing?
They share with Dumbarton.
Eh?
Uh-huh. Good to see you're keeping up with Scottish football, innit?
No, if you were near, I'd come and watch.
Come on a Sunday, mate.
That'd be nice.
Come along, mate, no problem.
What time does it kick off at?
3 minutes. Just the usual football time to kick off.
Brilliant.
Have you ever had a big argument on the radio with anybody?
Not really, no.
No.
I'm just a nice guy.
Has any of your exes phoned in the radio now?
So that's the end of Home
Goal. Well done.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.